Are the Human Serviette presents. And Dave Radio, we'll be back next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Taco Cat and Sally Ford are co-headlining on Saturday, December 12th at the Cobalt. Doors open at 7 with the show starting at 8:30. This event is 19+. And you can get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer pool, and CITR's DJ Spinning after the bands.
Shindig Night Nine is happening this Tuesday, December 15th, featuring the Psychic Alliance, Making Strangers, and Bright Red Kite. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
That was the track Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party by Courtney Barnett. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am one of the hosts of Femme Concept. My regular co-host, Erica, is not here today, so you are stuck with me, but we're going to have a good time, I promise. So I wanted to start off with that Courtney Barnett track because it's a great track. And Courtney Barnett, who is an Australian musician, was nominated for a Grammy this year in the category of Best New Artist for her album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. So I don't really know how much I buy into the entity that is the Grammys, but it is exciting for her, I think. She seems excited and definitely, hopefully it means good things for her continuing to have the means to make music going forward because everything she's put out so far has been really, really fantastic. So that's kind of nice for her. And it's always nice to see women being nominated for these awards because a lot of the times there's not equal representation, which is the whole purpose of our show. So yeah. It's a beautiful, sunny Friday out there. We're going into the second last week of exams for UBC students, which I am one. So, you know, feeling it, and it's feeling intense, but we're close. The light, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're listening and you're a student, I'm there with you. So just hang in there. The holidays will come and you'll be able to sleep for like 15 hours a night, which is exactly what I'm planning on doing. It's going to be great. All right. So I'm going to continue on now with some more tracks. I'm going to play a song by the band Lala Lala. They are from Chicago. And this track is called Dream Song. And it came out December 8th. So like 2 days ago. Really, really into this band lately. Been getting more into music coming out of Chicago. They have a really fantastic scene there. A few weeks ago when we had Julia Dratel, Chicago film music video producer and artist in, she played some really great stuff from Chicago as well. So if you're looking for more, you should go back and listen to that podcast. All right, this is Dream Song by Lala Lala here on Femme Concept. Enjoy.
I dreamt that there was snow.
Thank you.
All right, that was the track Tell You Off by Tough Customer, local band from Vancouver, and that was off of their EP or demo tape called The Worst, which you can check out on Bandcamp. You are listening now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territories at the University of British Columbia. My name's Eleanor. Eric is not here today, but I do have a special co-host guest in the studio. Would you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Matthew Andrietta. I'm a fourth-year student in the FNIS program doing my practicum this year with CITR.
Yeah, and Matt and I met in the Indigenous Feminisms class this, I don't know if I should say past term yet, because the term's not really past.
Yeah.
This term that just happened, we just took Indigenous Feminisms with Sarah Hunt, and it was really cool.
It was, yeah. Still some work to be done there, but
just a little bit. We still got our major paper due, so that'll be good. Cool. Well, thanks for hanging out and filling the Erica-shaped hole.
Thanks so much for having me.
Before we heard from Tough Customer, we heard from a band called Addy Pray, and they are from Philadelphia, and the track that we heard was called Heartburn, and it was off of their album Screen Time, which came out in November of this year. It's really fantastic album. I recommend checking it out. I found it on the LoSci, which is a website dedicated or devoted towards highlighting female musicians and bands and artists, so you can go peruse that one to find some cool stuff. Before we heard from Addy Pray, we heard a track from the band La 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 called Dream Song. Yeah, so Matt and I are just hanging out, talking school, talking about stuff, you know. And like you mentioned, you're doing your practicum here. And it's funny because that's actually how I met Celia, who is the director of Unceded Airwaves, which is CITR's new Indigenous collective. Is she was doing her practicum here, and I interviewed her for the show, so...
Yeah, she did some really important work, and I'm hoping to be able to carry that torch well.
I think you can. Do you want to give us a little, like, preview of what your practicum is going to be focusing on, or, like, what you hope to explore?
Well, basically, I'm going to be hosting three podcasts on CITR surrounding the subject of Indigenous notions of kinship and relationship and the responsibilities that come along with those ideas. So
cool.
It should be really interesting.
That's awesome. And are you going to be like interviewing people?
Yeah, I'm looking for participants right now, actually. So
cool.
If anyone's out there that knows about Indigenous kinship, that'd be cool.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, I look forward to hearing it. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. And later on in the show, Matt and I are going to give a little preview of what's coming up on the Indigenous Collective show Unceded Airwaves this Monday, December 14th, because we both contributed a little bit to that episode. So it's going to be cool. So stay tuned for that. All right. So you had a song that you wanted me to play. Do you want to introduce it?
Oh, sure. This is a song by a band called Houndmouth called Gasoline, and I just really like it. So
sweet. How did you hear about this band?
Just heard it on the radio and figured after one song I had to buy the entire CD. So it was one of those moments.
They got you. Okay, cool. Well, this is Gasoline on Femme Concept. Enjoy.
Oh, how you talk a big game. Remember when we walked in the rain? You know I am nobody's girl. I just wasn't made for no diamonds or pearls. Rock me and you'd roll me through the night. tell you what you already knew. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, wrapped up in you. When the morning comes, I'll be gone.
All right. We're back here on Femme Concept. That was the song Wash Away by Fuzzy P. They are banned from Vancouver, BC. And that's off of their EP called Fuzz EP, which is a joke on their name because their name is just Fuzzy P, like Fuzzy Peaches or something like that. Yeah, before that, we heard a track from Moss Lime's new album, Zoo du Québec, and that was the track called Dream Boat. That just came out. Very exciting. So stoked to have more music by Moss Lime. They're a really, really fantastic band from Montreal. Really like the stuff that they're doing, and they just went on a European tour, which is really cool for them. And yeah, looking forward to hopefully the day that they come back to or come to Vancouver. I don't think they've ever been here. My name's Eleanor. I'm one of the hosts of this show. Erica, my co-host, is away today, but I got guest DJ in the house. So
hi, I'm Matt Andrietta again.
Chilling.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, and you picked the song that we heard before Moss Lime. That was a track by Houndmouth. Say that right? There's no S in there, is there?
Houndmouth? No.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Yeah, so the reason I played the Fuzzy P is because they are playing a show tonight called Chom's Showcase, happening at Redgate, and my band that I'm in with Erica and Nelly, who's the host of the Cat's Pajams, also playing at that show. It's our first show ever, so if you want to come watch us be really nervous and have a good time, hopefully, then you should come out to Redgate. Also playing, like I said, Fuzzy P, Swim Team, TV Ugly, Dumb, I'm forgetting people, Testopia. I'm going to get in trouble because I feel like I'm definitely forgetting somebody, but
Various artists.
There's lots of us. It's going to be really, really good. And yeah, so it's $5 at the door. You can, you know, just hang out and have a nice time. Also happening this weekend, other stuff coming up. Tomorrow night we have Taco Cat playing with Sally Ford, the Cobalt. I'm going to play some Taco Cat later on. And also later this week, Swim Team, who are playing tonight, are playing a show with Tough Customer, who I played earlier, and Pines from Olympia and Poor Form. And that is happening at the Black Lab on Wednesday, December 16th. So you should definitely go check all of those shows out. Yes. Okay, cool. So we got about half an hour left. We got some more music to play, some more stuff to talk about, as usual, here on Femme Concept. But first, before we get to more music, we're going to do a little promo for the Unseated Airways show that's happening on Monday. This episode this week will feature an interview that Sam Nock and myself did with Morning Coup, which is the project of Chandra Melting Tallow, and we sat down with her and we chatted about a bunch of different things. So that interview will be aired on Monday, along and within the interview you can hear live recordings from Chandra's album release show, which happened back in November. So right now I'm gonna play the opening live recording from that event, and that will be aired again on Monday, and then we'll come back. And Matt's going to talk about something that he made as well that we're going to air. So this is the song Two Black Eyes by Morning Coup. And it's a live recording, so you can kind of hear the people, and it's neat. All right.
Customer for playing.
was the track to Black Eyes, and that was a live recording from Morning Coo's album release for Baby Blue. And you can hear that recording as well as the interview that Sam Nock and I did with Chandra on Monday on Unseated Airwaves from 11 to 12 on CITR. So I was saying before we went away and listened to that, that I created this project for Unseated Airways, but it was also part of an intervention assignment for the Indigenous Feminisms class that both Matt and I took. So the intervention project kind of basically involves engaging the learning that you do about Indigenous feminisms and Indigenous feminist like theory and practice, and taking that learning from the classroom and applying it to your communities or your peers, or, I mean, not applying it to them, but like bringing it to the spaces where they are. And so for mine, I wanted to center the voices of Indigenous women in a community that I am a part of. So the interview with Chandra and Sam was a result of that. And Matt also did something with audio.
I did. I helped collaborate and work on a poem with an anonymous Indigenous female artist, and we've now made the efforts to have it aired on CITR, and I'm really excited about it. I think it was a really important project, bringing that theoretical work we do in the classroom into the real world and applying it like that. So it's really cool for me.
Yeah, sweet. So yeah, so we're going to hear the poem now. And then we will return and hear some more tunes.
I became coarse sand and cockle shells resting on the shore, burning driftwood smoke and smells die out in the dull gray roar of semi-trucks and buzzing cars hurrying their way through town, with clouds of black blocking out the stars and moonlight dancing down. Through neon lights and city nights, I'll dig my feet into the sand. With fallen kites and mosquito bites, I'll know this is my land. A subtly torn and broken place granted unto us, a bullied, worn, and shut down race thrown into our dust. A soaring bird cuts through our sky and curves down into the sea. A crescent moon stuck in my eye as I sit beneath your tree. You told me how and showed me when to look up at the cloud, and taught me more what I knew then. Don't let others say when you're allowed. The tracks we left upon that land will stay through death and time. No words or theft or steel hand will tell me what is mine. A broken chain, which once was strong, hangs dangling in the wind. For one man's gain, we all were wronged and told that we were those who sinned. My dark brown eyes will change no more. My skin will stay the same. I'll learn the ways of ancient war and show you what I became. As long as rivers flow and grass grows green, you said this would be mine, but with all I know and all I've seen, in this God's country, he hasn't been here in quite some time. So cut our trees and throw your trash along this privileged land, and know that with wounded knees and a beaded sash, this is where we will stand.
Cool.
Thanks for airing that.
Yeah, no problem. How does it feel to have it be out in the ether?
It is both encouraging and pretty scary to have your art kind of just shown like that to a wide audience, but I think it's really important and really important for that project too.
Cool. Well, I'm glad. That's awesome. I like the sound editing in it a lot, like the crackling and the... Yeah.
Thank you. It's kind of choppy, but
it works.
I did my best.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. Cool. All right. Well, we got about 15 minutes left before we're going to wrap up the show. But as I've mentioned a couple times before, you should tune in on Monday to Unseated Airwaves for some great radio content. But you should also stay tuned in after the show, because we've got Radio Zero coming up at 2 o'clock with their jams. And then at 3:30, we'll have a rebroadcast of Nardwar, the Human Serviette Show. Our thoughts and wishes, I want to give a little shout out to Nardwar right now. Our thoughts and wishes are with him as he is currently in the hospital recovering from a little stroke that he had last week. Everybody's been pretty worried and concerned. I've received a few messages from friends outside of the country, even, who know that I work at CITR, and they're like, oh my gosh. So sending our best wishes to Nardwar and hoping for a speedy recovery. He often, little anecdote, he does his show after Erica and I, and he often comes in and will talk to us about what we played. So he listens to Femme Concept, which feels pretty nice. It's always appreciated too, and he'll give us some tips on, you know, what we should check out, or give us encouragement on what we played. So that's really nice. It's great to hear that from any other programmer at the station, but especially from somebody who's been doing this for so long and who is a true master of it. So you can listen to him at 3:30, and then at 5 o'clock we will have not sure what, to be honest, because the news is done for the term, but stay tuned in. I'm sure it's going to be great. All right, enough chit chat. We're now going to hear a song from Taco Cat. Never know how to say that. The song Hey Girl, which is about catcalling. It's off of their album Nevermind, which was released back in 2014. They are playing at the Cobalt tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That was the track Fern Gully by the band Hagface from Calgary, their album R.I.P., which came out in September of this year. Lots of great screaming.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
Matt was telling me that I should scream on the radio like that after that. I don't know if people would appreciate
that.
Isn't
that right, Mrs. Scream?
Before Hagface, we heard from Bonnie Doon, the track Hot Dinosaur off of their Bonnie Doon EP, which came out in June of last year, and they are a band from Ottawa. That's a great CanCon happening up in here. And before Bonnie Doon, we heard from Taco Cat with the song Hey Girl, which is about catcalling, and it has a really cool music video that goes along with it, so y'all should check it out. Okay, well, we've reached the end. Thank goodness. 5 minutes to go. We're going to play a song and then hand it off to Radio Zero. Any final parting thoughts?
I just wanted to thank you for welcoming me here and letting me be on your amazing show.
Thank you. Yeah, well, thanks for coming. I'm glad we, you know, first time on the radio. Just wait till like a year from now and you'll go back and listen to it and be shocked at your own voice.
Probably just shockingly embarrassed.
Yeah, that's possible. That's what happened to Erica and I. Okay, well, because I'm playing my first show tonight, I wanted to play a track to end by one of my favorite local bands that is also a three-piece, also comprised of three women. Anyways, this song is called Lost Boys. It's by, of course, the Courtneys. And I hope everybody has an excellent weekend. And if you're a student, that you're hanging in there with all of your exams. All right.